Today, we visit Lake Forest, 30 miles north of the Loop and hometown to a who's who of prominent architects, actors, comedians, and sports figures. Today, we show you why Lake Forest should be your hometown.
That'd be Lake Forest to you and me. It's all sponsored by our friends at McDonald's. And all right, let's hang out at a hot dog stand. Every good neighborhood worth its salt needs to have some sort of signature place to eat. So now we find out about Left Bank in Lake Forest. Susan Sims is on a phone. Hi, Susan. It's John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing great today. How are you?
Really good. Since 1967, has this been family run the whole time, or what's your connection to it?
So it was family run for 52 years, and then it was owned by another person for 5 years, and I purchased it 2 years ago, September of 2020. The original owner and family were my backyard neighbors, so that's my connection with them.
So you got to keep the neighborhood business going. And was it that, or are you a restaurateur? I mean, why did you buy this place?
Because I just wanted to keep it going. That's it. I have a full-time job with the city of Lake Forest, and so I do this as my second full-time job.
You know, if you wanted a sandwich, you could just make yourself one in the kitchen. You don't have to buy a place.
But you can't get this kind of a hot dog in the kitchen.
So what's the deal then? What's the tell me about the menu or the hot dogs or the hot dog stand.
So the original hot dog that was always served is called the Scott Peterson. And I have to order those from a company. But we also do carry Vienna beef hot dogs. But most of my longstanding customers prefer the Scott Peterson. So we have your regular hot dogs, hot dogs with whatever kind of condiment you want. We serve Chicago style hot dogs. I also have brought my Kansas City roots to this restaurant with a KC dog with pulled pork and homemade barbecue sauce.
Wow.
We have sandwiches, and I've added some sandwiches, tuna, chicken salad. We have an awesome grilled cheese. I've got a couple salads. So I've expanded the menu so that there's a little something for everybody.
I'm looking at a picture of it. It's just kind of a little corner shop, right?
Yep, 13 people can sit inside.
Well, what's a Scott Peterson? What's special about that?
It's a softer dog, and it's a mixture of pork, chicken, and beef.
Ooh.
And the casing is very soft, like a, you know, Vienna has that pop to it.
Yep.
The Scott Peterson does not have that. And it's got special spices. It's a really tasty dog.
You know, the blended meats are all the rage on the hamburger side. I haven't heard of a blended hot dog, but that's what this sounds like.
Yep. It's really good. You should come in and try it.
So is Scott Peterson some sort of, who is he? What's his story?
I don't really know. If you could Google it, it's definitely, they make all kinds of different kinds of meat. Yeah.
Okay. I thought that there was some guy named Scott Peterson from Lake Forest who you named the hot dog after. That's the company that makes these special kind of hot dogs. I must say, I think I've had a hot dog like that, or, you know, the softer one with an easier to chew skin, but I don't know that I've had this one per se, so I'm really intrigued. That sounds. And then do you put mustard and relish and onions on it?
Yeah, you can get whatever you want. So we sell a lot of Chicago dogs, which is, you know, the mustard, pickle, relish, sport peppers, tomatoes, and celery salt. Sell a lot of those.
Yeah,
but I believe, I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that the Scott Peterson factory was on the south side of Chicago at one time.
They are
not there anymore, but I'm pretty sure that's where it started.
So you bought this restaurant, this hot dog stand, this 13-capacity thing to keep it going in the neighborhood as the pandemic was raging. How was that for you all?
You know, if you don't know anything about restauranting, it's the perfect time to buy a small restaurant because I could grow with it. And we're only open for lunch, so 11 to 4:30. And it was, you know, it was tough at first, but we've done nothing but grow, and I can't be happier. It's really awesome.
People must have thanked you for keeping that almost tradition in your neighborhood alive, huh?
Every day. Every day. Somebody comes in every day and says thank you. It's so rewarding. Hmm.
You know, we're featuring Lake Forest on the radio today, and yours is the kind of shop that gives a town, no pun intended, some flavor, some texture, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep, I'm the only one around.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm the only small shop, only place that specializes in hot dogs. We do have a couple of new restaurants in town, small sandwich shops, which is great. But the closest restaurant that's similar to mine is up in Lake Bluff. So,
yeah.
You know, our little town needs the centralized, small-time little restaurants.
Well, that's what you've got. In Lake Forest, it's Left Bank. Susan Sims is the owner. Producer Pete just handed me a text from one of our listeners. Scott Peterson Franks are excellent. I guess you can buy them at the Jewels, but it sounds like they're served better right out the window or in the shop at Left Bank in Lake Forest. Susan, it's nice to talk to you. Keep doing what you're doing. I suppose on behalf of the folks in your neighborhood or throughout Chicagoland, thank you for keeping that alive.
Thank you, John. It was great talking to you.
Yeah, likewise.